Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That so, rental, you know, man.
Whatever.
I want new carpets in my apartment. Yeah, I know you've been rolling. I've been seeing it.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know the whole time. I didn't know you were saying hurry up so we could start or what.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that meant? Oh, we're rolling. Yeah.
I just saw her like, yeah. That means like wrap it up. So I was like, oh, let me wrap your little story up. Yeah, let me shut up.
I'm trying to get new carpets in my apartment. And I was like, because my apartment carpet is Dinge City. And I'm just like,
that carpet's trash.
Oh, so I'm like, yo, can y'all come in here? Because I've been in that apartment since 2013. And I know they have a thing where if it's like 7 years or something, they replace the carpet.
Yeah.
So they told me they'll do it. I wrote them a letter, a handwritten.
Oh. How's your penmanship?
My print is good. My cursive is trash.
Yeah.
And so I wrote it in, I don't even remember what I used. Anyway, so sent that letter in. And they said, they do. But now I'm thinking, like, where am I going to put all this stuff? You know, because they said they're not going to move the stuff for you. You got to do it yourself.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So I basically got to move into a moving truck till they can do that.
Yeah.
Well, whatever carpet, though, I want to pick the carpet color. Because I want something dark
and
even if it's not as dingy, it always looks super dingy on camera. So I'm just like, yeah, man, let me get this carpet. I want hardwood, but they're like, you're upstairs.
No.
And so they was just like, ugh. I want that hardwood. But I get it.
Only thing I hate about hardwood, I like hardwood. Only thing I hate about it is if you don't have slippers or sandals, it's a wrap. Your feet are either cold or hurting.
Yeah.
Or from walking barefoot. But other than that, I like it. It's easy to clean.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. I'm like, yo, give me that hard. Because they got hardwood downstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I used to be in an apartment downstairs. I'd be looking in their window like, man, that could have been me. That could have been me. You know, so... That's where we at, man. But anyway, we back, man.
Yeah, we are back.
Daddy issues. You see, you
Christmas
know.
Christmas break, I guess you want to call it? Holiday break?
Holiday break, man. It'd be long, man.
You know,
the Christmas bleeds into the New Year thing, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
But, you know, we back up in here, man. I visited family, finally. January is supposed to be my month off of, you know, traveling. And such, and then I traveled again to see family, but it was cool, man. It was
that's not like stressful travel, though.
Oh, family can be stressful.
Yeah,
like family can get annoying fast, and you know, so you got to tread lightly, you know. And my mom, man, she's dope, but she cranky, man. Crank city up in that mug.
She up there,
man. The crank, you know, and it's funny, like. My mom and my brother, it's like, I don't like bothering people when I go to their house, even if it's family, friends, whatever. I just, you know, I don't want, you know, and you know, my mom is so hospitable that one false move, she's like, what you need? What you need? What you need? I can get it for you. So we be in the kitchen, like, you know, opening the fridge. What you looking for? What you need? And like, no, I got it in the, cause we, you know, we got this in there. And then it's just like, just, you know, chill.
Relax.
I get anxiety because, you know, I don't want y'all doing stuff on my behalf. So I just be like, I got it. No, what you need? What's going on in there? Sabrina was trying to tiptoe. She was in there cooking. One falls move. What you need? What you looking for? She's like, oh,
do you talk quieter when people do that? I notice I do that. Like, I'll go really.
Yeah.
Like, I'll completely shut. Like, if I'm, like, the person's house we're staying at now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Cotty was like, come over to the house because we're having dinner. And I was like, well, I was just going to watch the game in the pool house.
Yeah.
And I walked in, I told her, thank you so much. You know, I was I was proud at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you so much for having us. You're saving it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She was like, you want something to eat? I was like, where are the plates?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
can I just get a fork and then I'm going to go back in the room over there? Please, thank you.
I just need one spoon. Because, you know, and my mom and my brother, too, be super on it. We went to my brother's house, tough. We was over there because he had the long sectional couch, so it was video game city. My nephew got every video game known to man up in there, so it was just like, man. So we got caught up. We was crashing over there, unshowered for a couple of days. We was just over there, and then my mom was like, "Y'all done left me over here." Like, no, you know, it was just, you know, the game,
the space, house,
you know, and so. I was just like, you know, family just trying to, you know, spend equal time here and there. It can be stressful when you're the one visiting. I'll just be like, just let me just, you know.
He said he wasn't showering for a couple
of days. Man, it was like 2 days. We was just, because we crashed over there unexpectedly. Yeah. Then it was like, man, let's just
what's
stay.
I'm laughing because over the holidays, and I'm very like, I'm clean, McGee.
Yeah.
But over the holidays, I had a couple times.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Like, wait, how
that's
many
when
days?
You truly vacation.
Yeah, I was like, how many days?
When you
has
ain't
it
even
been?
Showered. I was in the same outfit for 3 days.
Because I was skipping the gym, because I was just eating, having a good time with the family and stuff. And I was like, I woke up. And I was like, I think I yawned or something. I was like, oh, yeah. It's time,
man. I was bird bathing. That was it. I stayed on the bird bath. But I was just like, I was chilling. I was like, this is what I wanted. You know, and so I got that little bit of, you know, rest and relaxation. Then as soon as I get back, man, it just be nonstop stuff to do. When can we meet up? Can you do this? Can you do that? I'll be like, yeah. So as soon as I got off the train yesterday, it was nonstop movement, and you know it's pretty much gonna be all week because I'll be here in the studio doing these, and then the other podcasts, and then the movie reviews, and then got a BT thing tonight, and then the show tonight.
Yeah, he hit
like,
me.
Man,
I was like, I fly out tonight.
My nose is bleeding.
I think I can't. I'm still trying to decide if I would rather be busy here or be gone busy. I still haven't figured out which one I like more or which one I would rather.
I feel like I get more sleep going
busy, right?
Yeah, because like here, I got to get up in the morning. Like for this, I had to get up. And I was like, that snooze button was getting. Because
I feel like when I'm gone busy, I just have one thing to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm here busy, I'm like, all right, I gotta. It's. I feel like my schedule is more like today's hectic.
Yeah,
and I got to fly out tonight, and I didn't want today to be hectic.
And errands,
yeah,
kid stuff. It's a lot, man. The errand run is epic.
And I got to get my bag busted on my last trip, so I got to get a new bag. And I was supposed to do that yesterday.
Yeah,
but I didn't have time because we was getting stuff from the house to get to her house. And I was just like, I hate here busy, but like when I'm there, I don't have nothing to do with the show.
Right,
the gym. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Emails, you know, but emails is.
Yeah,
know,
that's
nothing. Can you be here? Yes or no? You know, this amount of money, boom, boom, done.
Because it's like, as soon as I got back, I was like, all right. And then my manager hit me, when can we meet? I'm like, I don't know, man. Can we just talk on the phone? You know, can we just talk on the phone? I don't get meetings in person. I just don't. It's unnecessary. It's like, yo, we can meet up face to face and talk about what we could talk about on the phone. That's basically what a meeting is.
Sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's visual work. Things need to be signed, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah. But if it's just a conversation, we can have that.
Yeah, like, let's meet at a coffee house. For what?
Yeah.
When I got to spend money to drive here, spend money while we doing this?
The coffee's on me.
They'd be like, Are you sending a Lyft too?
Nah,
I'm still driving.
Nah, yeah. The
like,
Lyft's on me. They give you everything you need just to get you there.
I'd be like, why
just
do y'all
they can
like
look
doing
in your
this?
Eyes. But yeah, man. So. That's where I'm at. Sincere came on the trip, so that was fun. Spent time with the son. Serene was working. I was like, man, you be working, man. I went to the grocery store.
The
he worked
at
yesterday.
Oh, the whole time you were saying Sincere. I was thinking.
Serene?
Serene, just because.
Yeah, it was Sincere. He went. Serene had to work, so he didn't go. So Sincere went. We was gaming it up. It was a good time, man. Good time to be with the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Man. I felt like a dad again. Felt like I can be on daddy issues, even though he don't have no issues. You know, he's smooth sailing McGee.
I feel you though, because I stand at my mom's for that long and just being, and then they've gotten really into, not him, but Keelan has gotten really into FaceTime. Ever since their last visit, my brother's kids, my nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
they've been like Buddy McGee.
Yeah.
So now every day it's like, I want to call cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get on the FaceTime and call each other, which I think is dope because right. like, yeah, they get that bond, mm-hmm. that relationship. And it's just funny because, you know, one's three and one's four,
mm.
and them conversations are so stupid.
What they be talking about?
It's just all they do is they be like, hey, hey. And my nephew is, he talks at one volume and uh-huh. I'm screaming. That's it. That's all he, so he's like, hey, you coming over? Yeah. He's like, ah. And Keelan be like, I don't know. So then, like, they was talking and all they do, they have all the same toys. So they'll, before they even call, they'll set the toys up in the screen.
That'd be the opening shot.
Yeah,
in
so
the
then
they'll
open it and they'd be like, oh, I got Iron Man. Hold on, I'll be right back. And he go get his Iron Man. He'd be like, oh, look, I got Black Panther. Hold on, I'll be right back. And Keelan go get his. So by the time they have the conversation, all the Avengers are out laid on display and they just kind of talking through the Avengers. So then they'll just start saying like silly stuff. So Keelan, you know, hit him in his butt thing. He's always talking about butts or booty or something. So he said something about butts, and then my nephew said something about he had to pee, and then they started saying poop, and I was like, all right, guys, take it easy.
They're running out of steam.
Yeah. I was like,
you got to pee? Because when you pee, you clench your butt.
Yeah, and they kept getting more and more. I was like, all right, guys. And then I don't know what my nephew said, but all I heard was Keelan go, oh, yeah, well, watch this, and he farts.
Oh.
So now they're having a fart contest via FaceTime. So I was like, all right, guys, shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, that's enough. You guys, you're talking more gross. You're farting.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to eat.
You're farting.
Yeah. Like,
first of all.
That's enough.
Then the time.
So then my nephew goes, poo-poo. And Keelan goes, hey, Dad said that's enough.
Okay.
So he was like, well, I don't want it to be enough.
Oh.
So then they start arguing.
Yeah.
He said that's enough. No, that's enough. So they're having a full-fledged argument through the phone. And finally, Keelan just goes, so he just, the thing was here, and he just slid under here. He just slid down. But then he just put his hand up to where you can see it on the screen. He was just like, he just gave him the finger wave, and he was just like, I'm out. And I was like, what is wrong with y'all? So they was arguing and fussing, but then call each other. Like, all, that's all they do is call each other. And then Keelan can't call him. He'll call my brothers and want to talk to them or whatever.
Yeah.
He just be... He be calling people.
He on that phone.
He be calling people wanting to hang out, and then they just, I feel like in the last 3 weeks, they have just gotten, first of all, the wrestling and the fighting, I understand because I have brothers.
Yeah.
But from the parental side, I'd be like, knock it off.
Man.
Like, that is all they do. Like, every day, 24 hours a day, it is just push, fight, punch.
Yeah.
Keelan punched him in the neck the other day. Kendrick gave him a combo because he was mad because he took a sword. Like, they just, and then they be playing, then they be laughing, then they be playing, and it's just like.
That was life when we was kids, the wrestle, the play fight.
That's all they do.
I remember the Serene Sincere, they used to go at it. Then they try to include me in on it, and I'd get in it for a little bit. I used to use Sincere as a shield for Serene. And then, you know, they get older, then they start, you know, sports, video games, and they drift off. My nephew, man. He, like, you know, I pride myself in being pretty good at fighting games and, like, you know, Injustice 2. You know, if y'all some gamers out there, you know, get this work. I played my nephew in Mortal Kombat, the new one. He was giving me that serious work.
You got it.
That serious work. I was like, man, I got him a few times. But I was like, man, let's play Injustice so you can have fun, you know, because it was a challenge. Man, he was working me over, and they got every toy imaginable, man.
Yeah.
I put their rooms on social media. They got every. My brother is a good dad, man. Like, he got a good relationship with those kids. It's like, you can tell there's a friendship there. Like, when they be talking,
they
got inside jokes. My nephew is 13 now, and my niece is 6.
Yeah.
And she might even be 7, 6, kindergarten. But it's just a good flow. I'm just like, man, good job. You know what I'm saying? I texted him that yesterday, I think, or the day before. Man, you a great dad. He was like, thanks. I was like, you know what? I'm sick of everything, man.
So they got hell and stuff.
Man, it just got stuff galore. My brother's house was cozy, man. It was just like, man, it just makes me want a house. Got to come back to my little dingy two-bedroom apartment.
The house next to us is for rent.
How much?
They're asking $3,300.
Oh, I'm out. I am out. $3,300. How many bedrooms?
It's three bedrooms. Three bedrooms, two baths. You know our neighborhood is a nice neighborhood.
Man, when we were in Clovis, went to my brother's girlfriend's house, and she had like a four-bedroom, technically a five. They made another room into a bedroom, technically five bedrooms, huge space. I was like, how much you paying? She was like,
$1,500. Oh, my God.
I vomited, and my eyes bled when she told me that. $1,500. I'm moving to New Mexico. I'm going to just move to Albuquerque and just fly here when I need to. That's the only way I get my money's worth.
I bet you could get them down to three, and it's rent control.
Nah. 3,000, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's too much of a boost for me.
That's way more than I pay, and I have a four.
Man, it's just, I'm moving to New Mexico, and I'm going to just fly in and out. Because, you know, for what I pay now, I can get a nice house in Albuquerque. In Albuquerque, it's stuff to do. You know, so Santa Fe is a little bit more pricey, you know, as you go to Santa Fe, Taos, you know, Oprah territory, Julia Roberts, Shirley MacLaine, they got properties out there. But like, man, oh, I threw up. I was just looking at stuff. It was this house I always liked in Clovis, New Mexico for like years. And I was like, man, that'd be a dope house. There's this one house. It looks like it kind of goes into the underground. I could afford to live in that house now, but it's Clovis. You know, so I was like, man. But it was cheaper than what I'm paying here. No, I just threw up. I was throwing up all week just looking at the price. Because whenever me and Sabrina drive through neighborhoods, she'll go on the internet and look up how much stuff is. And I'll be like, what? And I'll just be looking like, oh, throw up city, man. Disgusting.
For people not in L.A., the housing market probably has increased about 50% over the past 10 years, you think? The prices have gone up for rents like by 50%.
Have they?
I would guess that, because when I first moved out here, I was looking at two bedrooms for like 14.
Uh-huh.
And now two bedrooms are going to probably minimum 2,100.
They didn't raise my rent since I've been in there. I went from 1395 to 1715 in like since 2013. So it's just...
That's not even that bad.
It's a good deal for Burbank, but it's still disgusting. Burbank, like, when I look at what I'm in, I'll be like, man. You know what I'm saying? Knowing I can get better somewhere else, you know. It's like staying in a relationship where, you know, we just doing the best we can, you know. And then you go, and then you see other people and be like, man, how they treating y'all? Good, $1,500 a month, all that, huh? And I got a black eye. Man, I'm sick of it. What's going on that laptop, man? What's happening?
Well, I got to ask you, is your Christmas tree still up?
No, we never put it up this year because of the cats.
Oh, okay.
Because we knew they was just going to be.
Mine is, but I ain't been home.
Yeah. So, but best believe, if we put one up, it would still be standing.
My mom took hers down the next 2 days after.
Dang, she didn't even wait till New Year's?
I flew out the day after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And Cotty took the kids to my mom's house.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to her mom's house. And then she was like, this tree is coming down.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, all right. But the tree was for the kids. Like, they loved it. Like,
yeah.
They was all, you know, all over the trees and the present. This is the first Christmas I actually had a weird, like, feeling about it.
Because
I walked by the tree the day before, and it was so many gifts under there. You know, it was my family, my mom and her husband. And his kids was visiting too, his two kids. So it was a lot of people in the house. So it wasn't like it was all ours, but it was so much stuff under there. And I told Cotty, I was like, I kind of feel bad. I was like, I feel good on one half, because this is the most I ever bought any of them for Christmas. Like,
right.
I bought everybody's stuff, all kind of stuff. And even Cotty was like, growing up, we didn't have Christmas like this, and I got her a hell of stuff.
Yeah.
She was just opening gifts. She looked like a kid. And they had, their gifts wasn't, you know, they action figures, so that cost nothing. It ain't like I was splurging. It was easy buys. But I was like, I feel bad because they just have so much stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
We have so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's people right now that's like, Christmas is a
they ain't got
trash
nothing.
Season.
Yeah.
So it made me like, I was like, next year I have to do like a adopt a family, something. I was like, I'm happy I'm able to do this for
right.
my family.
I get it.
But I felt so bad. And so lo and behold, I went to my, I'm in Bakersfield. I met up with an old friend and he's starting a nonprofit for Christmas next year.
Yeah.
He's already got the paperwork in file in Bakersfield. I said, all right, well, let me come do the, to raise funds or whatever. I'll come do the show for free. And
okay.
He was like, yeah, we'll do. I was like, I want to do something. So that's what I'm going to do with him. We're going to partner up, do this thing.
Okay.
I was like, I'll bring people with me. Don't pay us nothing. Don't, well, me, I can't speak on them.
Right.
I was like, I'll come do it for free. We'll raise the money to do this to, because he adopted a family this year. He was like, it was the greatest feeling. He was like, I want to do more. I was like, all right, well, let me be involved and do this stuff. Because I just felt so bad. I felt good and I felt bad at the same time.
I get it.
And I was like, damn.
There's a lot of struggle out there, man.
Yeah. So much, and they got, my cousin is having a baby, whatever. So she went in our garage and went shopping.
Yeah.
And she was like, you guys have two kids and three strollers. Why? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just had stuff. So she was able to get, she went through our garage and grabbed everything. And then we had enough to where she could keep stuff at my auntie's house, which is in Bakersfield, and then take stuff to her house in Texas.
Okay.
So she has a stroller there, a stroller here. So I was like, yeah, take all of it.
Yes.
And all of it was like high-end stuff too. So it was like all the brand. Like, she was like, this stroller costs $1,000. I was like, yeah, take it.
Y'all had a $1,000 stroller?
All the strollers. The total cost in the strollers was like $3,000.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What are they strolling in?
They were like the brands, and they had all the, they had the freaking, you know, with tires where you can run and tread through hiking.
God,
and all, like,
bless America. What's going on out here in Strollerville?
We had all kinds of stuff. So she was able to get that. She didn't pay a dime. We were like, take it. We'll keep it in the family, whatever.
Did they have a heat and cooling system?
They had a, it just had
cup
gadgets
holders?
And
engines?
Yeah, it had cup holders and gadgets and covers.
I did not know the stroller game was like that now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in the day, they just had the regular stroller with the crappy wheels.
Yeah, it was like an umbrella with wheels.
Now the strollers got bike tires pretty much.
God.
And all kind of, and we just had three of them, and then we had several car seats because they grew out of there so fast.
Yeah.
And all the car seats were like the super expensive ones.
Oh, man.
With all the extra padding and, you know. So
y'all just trying to keep the kids alive, huh?
So
sick of.
They, yes. But the thing with our family's so big and everybody's so close in age, we just share stuff.
Right.
So it's like somebody buys it once and then it just
gets.
Like my couch is from my mom's cousin, well, my second cousin's house because she had a four, but you helped me move it. Her house.
Okay. Yeah.
She had all that stuff in there, and she only stays in one bedroom. So we took her other bedroom set and the couch, get cashed out a little bit.
Gotcha.
So we just do that stuff in our family. We just, my
that
mom,
was good stuff, too.
Yeah. My mom wants a new couch. We was like, if you get rid of this couch, we'll take this one, put it in the guest room. Like, we just, somebody buys something, we everybody just share it.
Yeah.
When the whoever got the most money at the time get new stuff, then we just trickle it down. Like, well, I'll take
that's beautiful.
Then I'll take this.
That's beautiful.
We don't throw nothing away.
Yeah,
we just recycle everything.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like, why pay for a new
one?
Why? Especially when we're the only young, like everybody. I'm the oldest grandkid, and so everybody else is beneath me as far as age. So they don't do, my mom and aunties, they don't do nothing. They all 50, 60. They ain't using that that furniture is. When they get something and it's old, it's brand new. They ain't touched it. They ain't, they, you know, people got the freezer in the house and then the one in the outside. That one in the garage, that ain't getting touched. It ain't getting used. That's a brand new fridge.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I
no
had
wear and tear.
Yeah, you had it for 5 years, but ain't nothing wrong. Yeah, give me that.
Well, who bought the strollers? Who put the money on them?
The strollers were from, one was from Cotty's mom. One was from, Cotty used to, before she got this job, she was just like house sitting for people or nannying for people. And the people she was nannying for had,
bread.
So she would get stuff.
Gotcha.
Like we got, you know, with those Keurig coffee makers.
Yeah.
The expensive, we got the free. We got,
man.
We was just, we have two of these. We don't, it's all that stuff. Like we get a lot of stuff, but it's other people's hand-me-downs that ain't used.
Yep.
So that's
good
how,
quality.
Yeah, that's how we get down. And so my brother will come pick through my stuff when I got stuff that's still in the packaging or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, yeah, we'll just, we got no shame in the hand-me-down. Zero shame.
Listen, I don't even know what shame is anymore. I don't know
I'll
what it is.
It.
I don't care.
If these are unused, When you be calling me, you want these? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yo, man, I got, you know, if somebody went through my closet and they was in the shoes, oh, they would have a field day in my closet. Because it'd be shoes I wore and I just get tired of them. And I'd be like, I ain't really like the way they look. And they just sitting there still, you know. But I usually take them down to my friend's house. The place I used to we used to serve food to the homeless down in downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany Rose has a great organization, and I just take it over there. Cause especially, like, socks.
Socks. They need socks. A lot of people don't know that. Homeless and other sports, they need socks.
The socks. And I went through my sock drawer. It was mad. Socks I ain't even probably wore one time. I was just like, let me take all this. So I took
a whole
bunch of
stuff. They need socks, and they need jackets. They need stuff that's going to keep them warm. Mm-hmm. People like to be like, oh, I want to get – they need socks.
Yeah, man. Them socks is crucial.
And I feel like socks, because people be like, I never know how to help. Socks.
Socks.
Mm-hmm. You don't, it's not like you're breaking the bank.
Right.
You just get a couple of packs of socks, mm-hmm. and you did your part. Yeah. You benefit a bunch of people.
Yep.
It's a win-win.
I try to get the colored socks. You know, because, you know, if you out there on the streets, times is hard, man, let's get you some black socks. Just to hide the dinge a little bit better, you know, because the white socks, you breathe on them.
Yeah.
Dinch. So, man. Also, with me, with Christmas this year, it was just it felt so raggedy in terms of, like, the gift give. You know, I got stuff for the boys, of course, and then, because I really couldn't think of what to get them, because I was like, what y'all want for Christmas? They couldn't really think of nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, man, y'all must be good then.
But even that's a blessing in itself. Yeah. You can't
even think of what you
Cotty was like, what do you want?
I was like, I'm good. I was like, you know. And so Sabrina, she's good with coming up with gift ideas. So once you get them, like, great idea. And then I would just go get it. And then Serene's birthday is like right after Christmas. It's like January 3rd. So I'm like, what you want for your birthday? He was just like, and he still got a lot of ticket and court trouble. So I was like, all right, so how much you owe in tickets? I'm going to just give him a grown man gift and cover the ticket costs. Yeah. And then if you screw up again, that's on you.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, it's a grown man gift.
That's a dad. That's a parent gift. Like, yeah, I'm going to help you out.
I told him. I was like, how much? Give me the total, and then I'm going to pay that off so you can get all this crap out the way.
That's a dope gift. He'll appreciate
that. That's a lot of money in L.A.
When you get older, though, that is how gifts start going. Like, you start what do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about, like, a luxury item.
Right.
What do you need right now? You know what I mean?
I need a new seat.
Yeah. You know? Like, that's – the gifts become more what you need.
Right. And so I was more on that tip. And so I take them to court tomorrow to see what's up. And then, sure, I didn't know – I thought Sincere School was paid for the year. He hit me with, like,
Oh, it was paid for the semester?
Man, it was just a semester.
Damn.
So I had to give him, like, $5,000. I was like,
what you need on – what you need?
Like, well, I thought I already paid. That was just for the semester. I died inside. Yeah. I was like, so
that's
now I'm going
bad.
Back. That's a lot, man.
That's a
for
lot.
A college
for me to
now?
Be sitting on
for
the couch.
For a college, it's not. But for him, I don't have nothing invested in this.
For me to be sitting on the couch and getting hit with $5,000, that's a whole lot. I
think that's why I didn't want nothing for Christmas this year, too, because the needs were met. We paid off both the cars and got the house this year.
Yeah.
So the needs were done.
Right.
So I was like, I don't want anything, because all I really be caring about is bills and trying to set them up and be comfortable,
right,
savings and stuff like that. So when that stuff is getting taken care of,
right,
I'm fine. Like,
that's how
I
feel.
I don't want, you know, shoes and clothes and, you know, whatever. Plus my clothes don't cost a lot,
right?
I'm like,
Deals McGee.
Yeah, I'm deals. I just got 6 shirts for $25.
That is just ridiculous.
I'll be finding the deal.
I'm shook, though, man, because taxes is coming. I'm
getting
the W-9s in the mail now. I'm like, man.
I'm going to owe this year.
I'm about to get shredded. So I'm just like, I'm scared to spend now.
I actually put money away last year.
Man.
I know I'm going to owe.
I know it's coming.
But we have to, like, we kind of have to do this to, I have to make more to be able to do the stuff we want to do.
Yeah.
So I already know each year is, if I could break even, that'd be cool, but I'm probably going to have to, you know, because I got to.
I just need to not, if it's less than last year, I'll be grateful.
Your guy messed up last year.
He did.
That was ridiculous.
That
was ridiculous.
I was loud, please. So I'm going to a new tax guy.
Yeah, my guy's good.
What's up. Because I can't do that again.
But everything you do is for work. Like, you travel for, you mm-hmm. only work all day long.
Yeah.
So,
right.
like, all your bills.
Everything.
Pretty much for work.
Yeah. Even if you be
I
like,
was putting everything I could. I mean, this is for the business. Yeah. Everything. Everything I could. I was.
You got to incorporate yourself, too.
I did that. I was like, look, I can't do that again.
I'm doing, my boy just told me he does his shoes. And he was telling his guy, no, there's certain shoes I only wear on stage.
Yeah.
I don't wear these around. I was like, I'll be doing that too. I'm writing them off.
I got a truckload of just stage shoes. Like, yeah. I got a show tonight. These,
yeah.
You know, I'll be in the same Adidas when I'm traveling or just roaming around. Usually be these or a different pair of the same kind.
Yeah,
or
slides. I roam around. If you ever catch me in the airport, I'm gonna be in some running shoes, and that's it.
Yep.
Unless I'm wearing. My shoes because I didn't want to pack another bag.
Yes.
So I will put on the shoes that I'm going to wear.
Yep.
And then.
Just to have room in the bag.
Just to have room in the bag. But I don't. Most of the time you'll see me in some just running shoes, walking shoes. And I only dress up when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. I don't even really dress up when we go somewhere.
And slides McGee.
Yeah.
Unless it got cold. Like if I'm going to a cold city, I'm like, I can't do the slides. But man, them slides, super comfortable.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist.
Man.
I don't like bringing. If it wasn't for merch, I would bring one bag on every trip.
Merch is just,
Merch is my luggage.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I would have one bag every trip. And it would be a carry-on.
Yep.
It would be a carry-on bag. I would wear my jacket, pack shirts and jeans, drawers and socks. I'm done.
That's it.
I will work out in the same shorts every day.
Because I wear the same outfit to roam around the city in all
Me
weekend.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I'll just be like, hey, all right. Smell the shirt. It's good. Hit the streets, same shirt.
Sweats and a hoodie every day.
The college tuition, that's not tax deductible?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot of your income from the past year.
Man, I'm just like, oh, God. I thought I was good. He'd be with that. I was like, yeah, the money's due. I was like, what money?
Oh, your kids is grown, too, so you don't get any of the breaks either.
Right.
I get the house break, the kids
I don't get
all those.
They under re, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, man, listen.
I'm sick hopefully of you got, last year when you said that, I was like, what
16,000.
Like, what did he do wrong?
He hit me with that in that office. I just sat there for like a cool 5 minutes, disintegrated. I'll see you next time. I was a skeleton. Oh, anyway, what else going on, man?
Well, the big family news, as I'm sure you guys have seen all over everything all the time, is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have decided to take a break from the royal family.
Yeah.
If you are in his position, you know his life, because everybody knows his life. He's grown up over on TV. Would you have done the same thing?
I feel him. He said, I'm not going to go through what my mom went through, so I'm out. Plus, don't nobody want to be there when you all y'all do is be racist towards my wife? Like, why I want to be a part of this?
Mm-hmm.
And then the paparazzi and all that, y'all chased my mom, killed her. Like, no, I'm out. He
was probably disenfranchised with the whole thing.
If you follow,
even before
like,
Meghan.
If you follow his history, he always kind of been checked out. He don't care about it. He was just like, but this was just, Meghan was probably like, we ain't got to do this. He's like, this is my out.
Yeah. That was the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
His marriage is like, you know what?
I'm sick of y'all. And he never really cared like that. And he did an interview. And he was like, this killed my mom. Like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, he said mum. But, you know, he was like, I don't care about
He was already
And then
there.
The nerve of them, though, to be upset about, like, y'all treat my wife terribly. Why would I want this?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel him. But I knew he was already out of there. Because, you know, if he was still in, he would have just stayed in, you know. Because men, when we really want something, we just stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your wife be like, what about me? Look, this is who I am. This is who I am, you know. And so, but he was already out of there. So I respect it, you know what I mean?
If you were in her position, knowing what the royal family was, would you have ever married him?
Nah. I'd be like, it's too much.
Well, it worked out. They out.
Yeah.
It's worked out so far.
It could have went left. you know, depending on, you know, how he handled it. But I would have been like, that would have kept me at bay. I'd be like, nah, I can't do all. And plus, you know, I got my own thing going. I don't want to just, you know, I still want to act, you know, do my little career. That's just how I would be. Like, I wouldn't want
to. She just signed a big thing, though, didn't she?
I don't know. I don't know what she doing.
She signed the news like voiceover this work morning. Or something like that? Yeah, where she signed something with Disney.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, they was like, so I'm wondering, they've been setting this up. Oh, wow. For a while.
That's dope.
That contract just didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So she was like, we'll be fine financially.
That's
dope. Yada, yada, yada. We're out.
But he had money from his mom. Exactly. His mom was loaded.
So they just been probably sitting on this.
Yeah.
And then was like, we out. What you going to do? We're fine.
And financially independent to them is millions out the gate. Like, it's not like they're going to be $800 a month.
In an apartment trying to get a new carpet.
In Koreatown. Like, yo, man, we just trying to make ends meet. You know, it's a different type of setup. So they good. They be good.
So we're probably not going to ever be in this situation. Most people aren't going to be in this situation ever. But how far should a normal person go to please one spouse if it pulls them away from their family? Like, this might be moving cities or leaving the family business, attending less family functions. Like, where do you think, how far should you go if you've legally married someone to accommodate them?
Right.
It's case by case.
Yeah, it just depends on the situation.
There's no blanket answer for that one.
I wouldn't want somebody to completely uproot what they got going for me. Like, I don't like that kind of pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I moved out here for you. Like, I don't want that on me.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, some families are trash. And they treat your, you know, who you're dating like trash. A lot of times for no good reason.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and when you start to run into that, you got to kind of put your family on the grill. And, you know, and if they just keep with the BS, you got to be like, all right, look, man, I ain't coming to no more family functions because y'all are just trash.
Yeah.
Like, if you come up in a racist family and they, oh, you dating that black, huh? She'll never be allowed. Then you got to kind of, all right, well, then you won't see me then.
Exactly.
And you know, that's a valiant cause.
Yeah.
It's valiant because it's ignorance. But when you get into stuff that's more like, you know, gray. Like, you know, like, they may not like, they may feel that who you're dating is a manipulator, or, you know, they might not be on the up and up, or they kind of shady, and, you know, they cheated on you once, and then you get that rift between the family and who you're dating. That happens a lot, where, you know, sometimes we don't date the best people. And so you got that whole dynamic. And sometimes the kids cut off the family for a shady individual, then when they get torn to shreds, then they try to come back to the family. And I'm petty. You know, if I had a kid or somebody, oh, look who's back. Now that you got your heart torn to shreds. No, keep that same energy, you know.
Really?
No, I would still, you can come on back, but you going to hear the pettiness.
Yeah.
I'm a jab you. Because I'm going to be salty breakfast by that. Like, you know, You dissed us. You chose a side. You chose the wrong side. Now you want to come back to the solid side. It's like, you're going to have to fit. You're going to have to get on the grill.
I wasn't going to mention this today, but I did watch a story. And I wasn't going to mention it because it happened in like 2000. Mm. But this girl, 14 years old, faked her disappearance for like 5 years. And her parents thought she was dead. And she was just like living down the street in her boyfriend's closet. It's in Australia. So I was going to ask you.
This is so dumb.
I was going to ask you. She eventually called up her parents and she said, I'm not dead. Would you have welcomed her back?
Why did she fake
I would have been like, yes, you are.
You did to me. You did to me.
Yes, you. What the?
Is this a ghost on the line?
There would have been so much anger. I probably couldn't have had that conversation right then. Why are you doing this?
It seemed from the story, this is an Australian girl, and she ended up marrying this boy, but her boyfriend was 22 and she was 14. Oh. Her parents had just divorced, so she had home life issues. And then she disappeared, but then 2 years later, they pinned it on a serial killer, and
there was
a search for the body, and so forth and so on. I was like, well, this happened so long ago, I probably won't even bring it up. But then I was like, well, her mother said that she was very angry with her daughter. And her daughter was not angry with the mother, of course. But I was wondering, would you have welcomed her back?
No. You know what she put those parents through?
Yes.
You know what it feels like to believe your kid is dead? They had to sit in that for years. My child is murdered. And then to have you was just down the street with chilling. Your boyfriend? I don't think I can come back from that.
Yeah, I hope your relationship work out.
I don't think I can recover from that. I would never trust you again. The amount of pain you caused us as parents.
That's not like crashing the family car.
No.
That's a lot.
We sat on your death for years. Some parents never recover from that. Like, when they lose a child, that's it. They're done. They're the walking dead out here.
Yeah.
And then me on a financial tip, I'm going to be pissed about the funeral I paid for.
Oh.
It probably wasn't a
funeral if they never found the body.
Well, they had
maybe a memorial service.
A memorial. They had a searching for her body, and they pinned it on the serial killer who had killed other people. So, in the girl's defense, she didn't come out the gate saying I was killed by a serial killer, or implying it was years before they pinned it on a serial killer.
Ain't no girls.
But why is she? Yeah, why would you do that?
Like, she was 14 at the time.
So.
I just was asking if you.
You ain't an excuse for everything.
That's a lot. That's extreme.
No, you ain't bailing out of this with. I was young. No, hell no. Hell no.
To fake a kidney, that's a lot.
Nope. She did marry the man eventually.
Oh.
Well, I hope it worked out.
I wish y'all the best.
Her mother brought her back in the home.
She's a better woman than me.
You wouldn't bring your own
child back?
No,
you're done. Be dead again. I'm used to it. I'm used to your death.
People disappear all the time. They just up and bounce, you know, and they.
I need a more valid reason for the disappearance, though. Because the reason you gave, and you may not know, but like it was just too, like the parents divorced, this, that, and the third. I need more than that.
The girl.
Like, were the parents abusive? Were they,
14-year-old girls fight with their moms.
Was it that unbearable where you had to fake a kidnapping? That's ridiculous.
Because she knew that. They wasn't going to allow her to date a grown man? Is that what it was all about?
She used the hell out of
that. She sounds
like a brat. She just sounds like a big-ass brat.
Trash.
You want to let me date who I want? Okay, I'm going to
put you through.
He's 22,
I'm 14.
Anguish.
It's love. Nah, man.
She did seem like, just from the interview, maybe she wasn't the brightest person, and that could also be because she left school to live in a closet for 5 years.
Yep. Missed out on education.
I'll leave the interview in the description below so people can.
Oh, trash. I don't think I can recover from that. Nope. Sorry.
So if one of your sons had like one of these people in Japan where they just go missing, the pressure is too much for them.
Uh-huh.
And they just bounce because they need to clear their mind and they leave for 5 years, 10 years.
No contact.
Out cold.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
Especially if I was like a solid, legit parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was something I was doing, then I would have to. But if I'm just being a regular parent, not applying the pressure, not doing this, not doing that, and you just do that for that long with no contact, I mean, nah, man.
Okay, what if they had, and this is not based on any news story whatsoever, I'm just saying a scenario.
Uh-huh.
If they had accidentally hit someone with their car, and that's why they bounced, because they were afraid of the rubber.
So they killed somebody.
They killed somebody accidentally.
Well, that's a valid reason.
Yeah, they panicked, but just leaving, her reason isn't valid.
Mm-hmm.
She was being a brat and took it to a level 30.
Yeah. Because now you're avoiding jail time. I get it now. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
You on the run. Yeah. I might even sneak you.
Yeah.
Just let me know
you're alive.
Yeah. Drop me a note.
Send the signal over the radio, the AM station, 98.6.
At 8 o'clock every Thursday. Yeah. It don't have to be much.
Just say the special words that only you and I know. Fruit Loops.
Oh, there it is.
And I understand, because when I was watching, I was like, I don't know if I could forgive one of my family members, but then I see the mother did, and I say, well, I was never in that position.
People be trash on the forgiveness tip sometimes. Sometimes I'll be like, man, that is a higher power to be able to forgive. Man, that's trash. I'm sorry with your little closet life. I can't get with it at all.
Nah.
And in the community.
Yeah,
didn't
he was
even
down
leave,
the
didn't even leave the
street.
Country. in the community. Parents out here just wasting away. Trash. I'm pissed.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
We have some questions from the audience.
Let's do it, questions. Man.
I like the questions.
Let's do it.
Ace Yagi asks,
hey. Ace Yagi,
how do you guys feel about tattoos on people you do business with? Does it change your opinion of them, or does it make your job, or does your job make it less important? He's including me for this question.
No, everybody got tattoos now, first of all.
Tattoos are so common. It's more rare not to have any.
Yeah. Tattoos ain't what they used to be. Back in the day when we were coming up, tattoos, you was a thug. Like, you was...
Oh, just a straight rebel.
Yeah, you was about that life. Tattoos now are just, they're not, they're absolutely
yeah,
not.
Everybody gets
people used good. To judge tattoos because they did mean that. You either been to jail, you right. in the streets, or you a rebel. Like, that's what they used. Now they just have them, so it's not the same judgment because right. they don't get them for the same reasons. Yeah. She's like, no, I like Tweety Bird. So here's a bird, you know. So no, I don't.
It
care.
Depends on the tats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you come in with a swastika right here on your neck, yes, we're not doing business, bro.
Yeah. Or but, even if you got teardrops, we got to have a conversation. Yeah. Like, what the teardrops?
Are those real ones,
there?
Or you were just trying to survive?
Right. Yeah.
Do either of you have tattoos?
I have two. I'm getting a third. I want to get I'm debating. I want to get sleeved up and all that stuff, but I think I'm just gonna stop at the third. I got mine 7 years apart, so I'm not one of those people who are addicted to tattoos.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get their names on my left shoulder and birthdays, and then after that, I'll see.
I don't have any.
None?
Nah.
Any plans?
Nah. I'm already. It's too late. It's too late for me. Go on without me. But no, I don't have any. And I remember my oldest brother, he got tattooed in the 80s. So it was like, oh, you know, my parents was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, we got like a dragon. And then, you know, my brothers are tatted up. I don't, you know, he used to know, you know, Sabrina sleeve, you know, and then Serene is Tat McGee. He just keep getting them now. And then Cecilia's like, I'm not into them.
I'm gonna show you my oldest brother's tattoo because it's the coolest tattoo.
You tattooed?
I am not tattooed. I don't have any tattoos. I know I have no plans to get one.
I want a sleeve on both arms.
That's my oldest brother. He's your age. That's his back.
Oh, this is dope.
I never been into the back though. I never wanted a back nowhere. But what I do want is a lot on each arm and across the chest. And it looks like you got the, yeah, I don't want, that's a lot.
That's probably, I judge
that's great
by the
art.
Quality.
Oh,
yeah.
The quality is tattoos.
Yeah.
That's great art. So I don't even look like a back, I'm looking at.
Well, he's very tall. He's probably about your size. Mm. So he's super tall. Oh, man, I should have asked before I could show that picture.
Oh.
Maybe we'll not.
Now you
got to
go live in a closet
out.
For 5 years.
You're going to have to hide out.
But yeah, it's about the quality.
Yeah, but I definitely, you know, and you could tell, like, you know, a prison tat usually, or like gang related tat, as opposed to just regular artwork and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know, tattoos are just everywhere now.
Yeah,
everywhere. So it's just like, all right.
Matter of fact,
I get more comfortable when I see tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, like if somebody like got a business suit on, and I see a tattoo peeking out of them.
Because you're not a tight ass in my opinion. I don't like tight ass.
I feel like you a tight ass conservative if you ain't got no tats. But if I see one.
We don't have any tats.
But you kind of a tight ass though.
Am I a tight ass?
Yeah.
I don't think I am. Because every time you say I'm
a tight ass,
then you learn something about me and you're like, I never expected that about you. And I was like, yeah, I just don't care.
You come off as tight.
I do come off on purpose.
Okay.
I do that on purpose.
And then the no tats help it.
Yeah.
Know? But
on purpose. Like, and scene. Why are you doing coke right here in the podcast?
The
I just
time.
Didn't want people knowing.
Oh, man. But like when I see a tattoo, I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah, if it's a racist tattoo, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
But that's a great signal. It's like, oh, we don't need to be doing business.
But I even like those. Yeah, let me know
let
who
me
you
know.
Are.
Yeah.
So,
or who they were.
We could be who they,
who
but
they
you,
were.
You got to get
you
that
get
removed.
Up. Yeah, you got to get it taken
you're
off.
You're going to just put
black. Hey, it's for a good cause.
You got to get it. Yeah, you got to get that taken off. Because I've seen people, especially, you know, I live in a a very Mexican dominated community, and I see the dots on the hand and stuff, but I see some that they do try to take them off, or you know, people be young. I get it,
right?
You know, you do so, or you, the community you grew up in, it's just like,
this is what we did.
I never, my heart wasn't into it, but this is what
happens all the time.
And I see older, like a lot of cashiers or whatever, and then you see the tattoos on the hands, but you could tell that they not about that life no more. They just like, I was.
I like tattoos, 16. Man.
Mm-hmm. They inspired me to stay in shape too.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like if you got them, you got to have the canvas for them to look right. Especially what I want. Like the reason why I want that, because when I see football players and hoopers that have that, it looks dope. Like it looks dope, but they're in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those same tats on like a biker with the gut and everything. I'm like, this looks disgusting.
Right.
So I feel like if I get them, I'll have to stay in shape to maintain the canvas that I feel like they should look like.
Right.
And you could keep in good shape well into your 70s.
Yeah.
80s, some people I see.
Like your skin's going to be trash. But
the skin going to do what it's going to do.
But you can still stay in shape.
Yeah.
Depends on the person. You know, Ernestine Shepherd out here bodybuilding in her early
80s. That's that old black lady?
Yep.
She looks phenomenal.
Oh, she killing
it. She looks phenomenal.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
So it really, really depends.
Mm-hmm.
I have another question.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say his name.
Why?
Because this might come back.
Oh.
I want to say the question. You tell me if I should say his name.
Okay.
Like he put his name, but maybe I don't want to say it for his sake.
What question?
I mean, he put it in the public.
But you know.
Did he DM or something?
No, he didn't. I'm just going to say the question and you guys will understand. Hey, guys, I have a daughter and I love her, but we're having a second one soon and I was not happy about it. I literally got sad when I heard the news.
Oh, okay.
Abortion is out of the question by the mom, and I'm not going to abandon my kid, but man, I don't want any more. I know the negatives, but I want to hear some of the positives about two, if there are any positives.
Oh, two is great. Same mom and the...
Yeah.
Oh,
are they close? Like, how old is the oldest
one? He did not say...
Two kids is great.
Two kids? This is ideal. Like, now I'm done?
Yeah.
But the two, they play together. They like, even though, like I said, they wrestling, fighting all the time. But like the looking out for each other, the sharing, and so the kids that we're staying, the family we're staying with, she got two kids, and they are 2 years apart, but they're older.
Yeah.
And when I walked in the kitchen this morning and seen them making their own lunch and passing their stuff, I was like, yes. The mom was just getting ready for work. The kids took care of their damn selves.
They two kids is great.
Mm-hmm.
Two is dope. Me and my brother.
They learn from one another.
Yeah. Because
the older one learns, like, you know, I got to hold it down. And then the younger one is taking notes from the older one. It's just a great dynamic.
And plus, when you talk to people who didn't have any siblings, they all wish they had a sibling.
Yeah.
Don't nobody be like, I love being an only child. You know, they be
harassing the parents. Like, yeah, they were spoiled and stuff, but they was bored out their mind.
Yes.
So, they don't need me other than for food and shelter. As far as entertainment or whatever, they got each other.
Yes.
And they be like, we are fine. It's annoying at times, but they...
I'd rather them be fighting each other in the back, making all kind of noise and asking me 101 questions and following me around the kitchen.
Yeah.
So two is fantastic.
They do.
So that's
they do
a blessing,
together.
Sir.
Yeah.
And you knew you exploded off in that.
Yeah,
so I don't
want to
hear none of that. You exploded off in that.
You knew the science behind
feel
it.
You know what it is when you explode up in that.
Yeah.
When you explode up in that, things can happen.
Is the second one easier than the first?
It depends. I've heard some people say he was trash. He's dope now.
Usually, you won't get two trashes back to back. It's like if the first one was smooth, the second one gonna be, or vice versa. Like Serene cried a lot as a kid, and then Sincere was like, "I'm good." You know, he just cried. Put me in the bed, please.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in the bed. I'm like, sure. So you know, but I feel like that comes with the multiple kids. Like,
yeah.
If your first one was Cry McGee, maybe your second one would be like, fresh air. But two is a good time.
You'll
be fine.
Dope.
Yeah.
And they really just look, siblings look out for each other.
Yeah. I would like to know the age of his kid now. And then, you know.
And even if the kid is older, let's say he got a 7-year-old, they going to be second parent. The older kids love the babies.
Right.
They be like, I want to do it. I want to help feed. I want to.
They feel like they're part of the process.
Yeah, they be in. He'll be fine. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He exploded up in that. You know what it is.
Well, sir, I hope you enjoy having, hopefully it's a second daughter, because if you have two girls together, they can guide each other through things.
Yep.
Be together. I see these girls, you know, at the skating rink together.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, you know, encouraging each other the whole time, like 2-3 years apart.
Siblings are great, man.
Siblings are dope. Beautiful. I'm glad I have siblings.
Me too.
I'd have been bored out of my mind by myself.
I wish my siblings were closer to my age, but mm-hmm. it was still a good time.
You have cousins your age, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But ain't nothing like the sibling, you know, your age. I always went to the school by myself, and it was just like, you know what I'm saying? So it would have been dope if it was like a, you know, because Serena and Sincere, they would go to the same schools for a little bit. Especially here, once we moved to Cali, the way they started school, because you started a little bit later in New Mexico, then we moved here. So they were just a grade apart, even though it should have been like 2 technically. It was mm-hmm. just a grade apart. Like, yeah, that's dope. So, okay. Yeah, man. All right, well, shoot. That's it. We out here almost for a full hour. Y'all don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah. Cool. I've been wanting to eat this the whole time.
Oh, you should have ate it. You know, we laid back up here. Crunch on that mic. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. Don't forget, if you got questions for us, ask us in the YouTube section, in the comments, and we'll tackle them on the show. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts. We're right there. Don't forget, you can follow me on Tony Baker Comedy on everything. If you're in San Diego, I'll be performing at the Comedy Store January 23rd. One night only. One night only. So pull up, man. Pull up to the comedy. Get your tickets now. You know, I know there's a lot of people that come see me. Y'all be waiting to the last minute.
Can we get them at the door? Nah. That'd be black people's first question.
Man.
Can we get them at the door?
And I get it because I don't like to buy in advance because, you know, I don't want to cancel.
Yeah.
And because I had to cancel a lot.
And I get it because I just found out about the charges they be
doing. The charge.
So
but
I
you
get
know
it.
What? Just do the charge, man. Let's black
you're
people.
You're going to be mad if it's sold out.
Black people, let's be more like the whites. They just buy tickets. Whether there's an extra charge or not, they just make the purchase. When they want to go somewhere, they just do it. And we need to get on that, man. Let's get it. Keon, where you at?
So my website, I've been active on it. I remember for a long time I'd have one, but it's KeonPoli.com, and that will take you to everything. And this year, guys, I've put more effort into my Facebook and my YouTube.
Yeah.
So go subscribe to those. I'm actually doing stuff on there. I mean, IG, y'all good, but I mean, keep going there too. But Facebook and YouTube as well, and KeonPoli on everything.
Yes, indeed. All right, y'all, we out.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.